talked a lot about penalties in those first two games. So just two infractions today, and I guess both of sort of the accidental variety. Did your team do anything? That was a physical game.
Yeah, we were better with our sticks. You know, a chunk of those are tripping penalties that we'd take. We're not checking with our feet, and we're reaching in on pucks, but we skated better tonight, so we were able to look more, you know, disciplines, right, where we just didn't take the penalties that we took that were, you know, those stick ones you don't like. There's going to be a few roughing. It's a physical game. We play in a physical division, so we're going to have some of that. But, yeah, we were, I guess you could say, more disciplined. But I think our sticks were better in all areas, defending, but knocking pucks down was a big part of our game.
Is that a game that maybe looked a little more like the style you
yeah, we felt expect so. To see? We felt right through training camp. We didn't think about our offensive game. It's normal and fine in exhibition, but we generate chances, but zone time from a certain kind of mentality of what pucks we shoot and which ones we don't. And when we shoot the ones that we want, we're able to carry and maintain our speed in the offensive zone, so you end up spending more time. And we've very few shots from our blue line in the first two games and far more attempts and shots from our blue line. That's usually a sign that you've opened those guys up. You've given them a chance to be a factor back there, and a lot of that is getting them turned to facing the other way.
Brandon Tanev sets up that Mark Scheifele goal. Seemed like he had a lot of shoulder shifts with that line where he was, you know, Blake would go off and he'd get on and got a decent amount of time with them. Is that by design?
Mark and Kyle had a few longer shifts tonight. When you do get a little bit of offensive zone time, you don't necessarily want the whole group changing, and Blake is really good about his shift length. It got longer. Their shifts got longer today just on some kills and how they measure them by whistles. So there's a 20-second shift, and they blow a whistle, and they keep it going. It looks like a longer shift. I left them on a lot of 20-second whistles. But to answer the question, everybody likes playing on the right side behind Blake Wheeler because he's really good about his shift length.
So did you like what you saw? Because it seemed like it worked.
I've liked Adam's line in the first three games. Like that group has played very well. And Brandon's been a big part of that right at the start of camp, that speed that he has. And on that goal, you know, there's a real good cutback to find that seam for Mark. So he's got that confidence to control the puck in the offensive zone. We think he can develop that in his game.
Defensively, it looked like L.A. may have been, I don't know if confused is the right word, but they definitely seem to be passing the puck quite a bit around the outside, which is very similar to, you know, the results that we saw from you guys last year. How did your team get
up
back
until
to that?
The parts of the third? What we were very good at was our gap in the neutral zone was really strong. So I think they dumped 15 pucks in the first period, and that's a real high number. And we didn't give them any opportunities to do anything else with the puck other than dump it, and I believe we got 14 of the 15 back and had a good breakout. So our gap was right, which means the puck shouldn't be able to really get through you in the middle, and it has to be worked to the outside.
Paul, I know you're concentrating on your own guys, but that was probably your first look at Kovalchuk since he came back to the NHL. You saw him lots when you were in the East. Any impressions of him just in general and what you saw? Same guy, different guy?
I think his game certainly over the years, so we would have seen him in the Southeast as well quite a bit, has really, really matured into using the players around him. It's a great fit with Kopitar. I think once they get that kind of brown back net front on their power play and they get all their pieces right, they're really dynamic power play with Carter in the slot. It'll be very, very difficult to handle when you think of those guys, Kovalchuk, Kopitar, Carter, and then downing the back end with the brown net front. I mean, that's going to become a major force the teams will have to deal with, but there's certainly a maturity in his game. He doesn't, to me, look like he lost a step. Mark Scheifele's a pretty quick guy, and he got to the back door on him in the neutral zone. He looks... There's definitely, I would say, there's a maturity to his game now that, I mean, as you would expect, a player gets older, he understands how to use the people around him, but we certainly didn't want him shooting the puck tonight.
Paul, what are the keys to getting comfortable playing with the lead, especially when you have so much zone time, but the team's still hanging around?
The only, and it's not, I want to be careful about the criticism. I thought in the third period there were times we had the puck and didn't skate. We stopped and tried to make a play, and they knocked it down, right? So what we did well through two with the sticks, I thought they started to do a little better. But positionally then, I mean, we had the one line that had a hard time in the D zone. But other than that, we were solid. It's having the confidence to make plays. I mean, that's the most important thing when you have the lead, is to not keep chipping the puck out and being afraid to make a play. But the second piece to that, all plays are best made when your feet are moving. So I think we can improve a little bit there, skate a little bit more when it's on our stick, you know, draw somebody to you. But we still want that play to be made. We were trying to make the play, but our feet weren't moving, and that can be a dangerous thing.
Did you feel like Ehlers took on more of that shooter's mentality that you were looking for in the switch?
Yeah, I bet. I think that line still got quite a bit of growth in terms of their puck support and some things like that, but he shot some pucks.
Did you see a little bit more confidence from Jack Rossovic tonight in his...
Yeah, you know what? That line was fine and liked him. A bunch of things happened over the course of the game, the timing of the penalties, and then there was a line switch to back to the 70s line. But when they moved Carter and put Kempe in, it became harder, and they started really shortening the shift in the third and fourth lines. I couldn't get them on the ice as much as I wanted to, because Kopitar was coming off the bench next, and their rotation of four was almost the same time as our rotation of three. So the minutes aren't there to say that I enjoyed his game, but I did. Right? I would have played him more if we had had slightly different rotation, if they had different centers. So I did. I liked their game. I mean, Matty Perreault was, you know, energetic on the bench, and that idea of Jack getting into that hole, having the confidence to do that, we absolutely are encouraging that.